Taiwan special, second episode for the week. I've been having some trouble here with microphone stuff. So I've only now figured it out in Taiwan special episode 3. I've been dealing all week long, as I said, with people who don't want to be told no. And China is among them. And the issue is when someone's gone through a long, long period where they've never been told no, ever. They've never, never been told no. Eventually, you get to a place where you've got to confront that person. Whether it's a family member, whether it's the kid that grew up and you never said no to. We eventually get to a place where it's confrontation time. And it's hard and it's difficult and it can be scary. Outright frightening. And the tendency in those times is to say, oh, they're too big. We can't overcome this. What do we do? And I'm here to tell you, history hath shown, even when we let the monster get out of control and grow, you can still stand against it. And it's kind of almost that, I mean, that's where it takes courage. It takes courage for the parent to tell the adult brat child, you know, the elderly parent to tell the 40-year-old adult brat child, no, you are not going to live here. Or no, you are, you know, you're a druggie and you're going to go into rehab. Or you're a criminal and you need to find your own way. You need to find work. You made a mess for yourself and I'm not going to have you live here. You need to take responsibility. Now, the parent should have probably told the kid no, almost surely. And the parents got to get off the, you know, you got to get off your duff. And you got to march over and not deal with it later. I was dealing with that with a parent over here. The kid doesn't want to obey his dad. His dad says, I'll deal with it later. Horrible idea. You know, I dealt with other parents. Don't make their kids brush their teeth. And then later on, they've got the 15-year-old who won't do his homework. And you're like, well, what do we do? He said, if we don't give him a cell phone, he won't go to school. Well, he's got to go to school. Call the school. Tell him to call the school police or whatever. That, you know, the kid won't go to school. I said, you are not the first parents to have this problem. When it comes time to confront the monster that we made, inch by inch, little bit by little bit, one island at a time. You know, China's been buying off Taiwan's allies. China bought for sale. No conscience, no ethics, outright over-the-table bribery. They bought two of Taiwan's allies, these little island nations. And they lost two this past week. They've got only 15 left, I think. And so what were they going to do, you know, with Taiwan, this little tiny island? You know, it was more symbolic. But, you know, that's, you know, bit by bit, we've capitulated. America's attitude towards China, not being able to tell them no, was if we do business with China, with commerce, then China will discover that being nice is a good thing and they'll want to become a free market. China's a child that doesn't want to be told no. If you want the child to behave, you've got to tell the child no. And America had a plan where China would behave, where we don't tell them no. How is that ever going to work? If you want China to behave, you've got to tell China no. And you've got to enforce it and make it work. That's with everybody. America was told no. We had to deal with enormous problems. The North, the Pilgrims, didn't want slavery. And the South said no. And the North had to deal with that bad injustice. They couldn't enforce the right thing. Someone told them no, it was wrong, but they had to deal with it. And the North, it took them 100 years, but they finally conquered the South and ended slavery. The South was then told no, and they had to deal with it. And you know, some of the most amazing people in the world, some of the most skilled people are black people. It's because they've been told no far more than white people. I know this. This isn't some theory. I did not understand how much black people get told no until I came over to Taiwan. And I saw what systemic prejudice is. And it's like, oh my goodness, stuff was happening to me. And I'm trying to explain to people in America what's happening. I'm trying to explain to the Taiwanese what Taiwan's government was doing to me. And no one understood it. And I'm like, I get it. I understand what black people mean when they say there's a system that makes problems. And it's not just, you know, I don't want to make excuses. I don't make excuses for myself. I face an enormous giant that's invisible to most people. But that's not an excuse for me to wallow here and ask for someone else to come along and help me. I'm trying to be patient through it, but being told no has made me stronger. And if you want someone to be strong and good, you have to tell them no. Saying yes to people all the time doesn't help them. It hurts them. And now, you know, you do that, they become monsters, they think they're entitled. And then it's scary after it gets big enough and out of hand. But this is the part I want you to take out of this today. This is the part I want you to pick up and take home. Even then, there's no need for fear. Even when the enemy that we made by saying yes all the time or by never saying no, kind of same thing, when that enemy becomes so big and scary that we think that it's if we stand up to it, it's going to take more. Well, hello, it's going to take everything anyway. It's eating up your life the way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. If you're nice to it, it's not going to lose its appetite to eat you. The only reason it hasn't eaten you fully is because it's not big enough. It's eating enough of you to get a big enough mouth to swallow the rest of you whole. You've got to face this. And it goes back to Batman Begins, the young Bruce Wayne. All creatures feel fear, especially the scary ones. Predators are more scared of their prey than the prey is scared of them. If a shark is at you in the water, I've been told, swimming towards it will make it want to bug out. Maybe you have to do it a couple times. If a shark bites you, punch him in the nose. He's got a whole bunch of sensitive nerve endings there. It'll make him dizzy and it'll disorient, doesn't know what to do. Like there's a lion. You could have a pet lion. You turn your back on it, it'll try to eat you. It's instinct. But you stand up and confront it, it's gonna proceed with some level of caution. You've seen the videos where a little tiny cat attacks his great big dog. Those little tiny claws count for something. And you'd be surprised. Needles are small, but a needle can poke you, make you dirty, and give you gangrene and kill you. You know, sometimes small things makes them more powerful. I mean, that's the thing. Tip of a blade is almost microscopic. Maybe it is. I don't know. I have to ask a scientist. Small stuff, being small doesn't make you weaker. It might make you pointy and pokey. The big reason why you should not fear those monsters, punchline coming, is because being told yes all the time made them the monster, and being told yes all the time makes them weak. Those big monsters in all their scary show is a show. It's not real. Those great big fat monsters don't have the power to hurt you without your permission. You made them what they are. And if you just stand up to them, they'll yell and scream and growl. But there are laws on your side. There are strong enemies on your side. China is not buying the allies, Taiwan's allies, who are large countries. China is not going to buy out Japan. I do believe Japan is one of the allies of Taiwan. China is not going to buy out America, and those are the ones that matter. You have friends. Taiwan has friends. Whatever you're confronting, there are laws and friends on your side, and the enemy you face is not as strong as you think, as it wants you to think anyway. America made China into a monster by giving it money, and all America's got to do is pull the plug. And then we'll see what China's really made of. And then we'll give China actual help for the first time by saying the word No. See you next week.